State lawmakers, along with restaurant owners and their workers, are pressing for a 2-year extension of takeout alcoholic beverages. They say the practice, authorized at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, has allowed them to keep their doors open and avoid some layoffs. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, in one of hundreds of executive orders issued in 2020, allowed the ordering and delivery of alcoholic drinks along with takeout food. Restaurants, financially devastated by months-long indoor dining bans to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, say the rule helps some of them turn enough profit to keep from closing temporarily or permanently. Cuomo has been extending the order every 14 days or so. Jason Pierce, owner of the Savoy Tavern and Tap Room in Albany, is one of many owners who would like to have more certainty about a service that he says customers want.
They want to come to Savoy, they want to get a beautiful entree, they want to take some cocktails home with them, and they want to share the experience they've enjoyed here in our restaurant in the comfort of their own home. The whole concept that we should simply every 2 weeks try to extend their right to do that is absurd.
Pierce and others in the restaurant business would like to see the alcohol takeout rule extended for 2 years. Assemblymember Patricia Fahey, a Democrat from Albany, is sponsoring that bill. Fahey says on-premise alcohol sales at restaurants and bars are down 44% over the past year due to the series of lockdowns and seating restrictions. She says restaurants need the alternative way to offer drinks to customers.
We think it's only fair that we extend the alcohol to go provisions. Happy to make some modifications, but we do think it's important, and it's important to do some of this post-pandemic. We still don't know when post-pandemic will be.
Fahey and the restaurant owners say less than half of the state's population has been vaccinated, leaving many wary of indoor dining. And they say it may be some time before even those who are protected from the virus through immunizations might feel comfortable eating inside again. Dominic Pernomo, co-owner of Yono's restaurant in Albany, says it's a service that the majority of restaurant patrons want.
This bill has an 83% favorability. Find me something else that 83% of people can agree on, you know, in the divisiveness that we have in today's world.
There is opposition from the state's liquor distributors and retailers. Supporters say liquor stores, who were deemed essential businesses early in the pandemic, never had to close their doors and have seen their profits increase by double digits in the past year. The restaurant and bar owners got some good news about another executive order issued by Cuomo. The governor says he's lifting an 11 p.m. mandatory closing time that they say has hurt their business.
We're going to extend the 11 p.m. curfew for food and beverage to midnight. That will go into effect Monday, April 19th. For catered events, it will go from midnight to 1 a.m.
Cuomo says he's extending the hours because COVID infection rates are declining. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.